This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Again, the weather today and Sunday looks excellent. There is a chance of rain tomorrow. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
The Justice Department has 1 week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 1 week to decide what a federal judge should keep the public from seeing in proposed redactions after he said he's inclined to unseal the affidavit that led to the search warrant he approved for the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago home.
If I was the DOJ, a Biden DOJ, I'd probably be redacting everything other than the word and the.
That's Trump attorney Alina Haba. The former president wants the affidavit unsealed, even if some is blacked out, though.
DOJ counterintelligence chief Jay Bratt is not satisfied, telling the Washington Post there's, quote, real concern, not just for the safety of these witnesses, but to chill other witnesses who may come forward and cooperate.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Also in Florida, 20 convicted felons could be headed back to prison, charged with illegally voting in 2020. Governor Ron DeSantis spoke in Fort Lauderdale.
They did not go through any process. They did not get their rights restored, and yet they went ahead and voted anyways. That is against the law.
The cases were handled by a new state agency created to investigate election issues.
Fox's Evan Brown. Russia and Ukraine keep blaming each other for shelling a nuclear power plant Russian forces took control of shortly after the February invasion. It is Europe's largest nuclear plant.
There has been global concern growing, brought on not only by disregarded safety measures inside the plant, but more specifically the fighting outside of it. Shelling it on the site this week has not subsided.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. The FAA is investigating the midair crash of two small planes in California that left three people dead. This man saw it.
It was too horrific a collision. It wasn't like they just barely rubbed up against each other. It was almost like a missile hitting another plane.
It happened as the planes are trying to land at Watsonville Airport. The school board in Fargo, North Dakota, will pledge allegiance to the flag again, reversing a decision not to recite it after a backlash from the public. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware, while First Lady Jill Biden remains isolated in South Carolina after getting COVID while the Bidens were vacationing together until Tuesday when he went to the White House and signed that law. Democrats say will reduce inflation and fight climate change, but Republicans claim will raise taxes and prices. The president plans to travel the country touting the law's benefits. He's also planning this. The White House summit, a unity summit that he is planning. This would be dealing with hate groups.
The United We Stand Summit is part of an effort to heal the soul of the nation, a key campaign pledge from President Biden. He will host civil rights groups, faith leaders, law enforcement officers, gun violence prevention advocates, and former members of hate groups at the event on September 15th.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The president and Democrats in Congress keep advocating stricter gun laws. Some want to ban so-called assault rifles. Lawmakers north of the border in Canada are going a lot further, banning handguns.
The move comes after several deadly shootings, including the mass school shooting in Texas that left 21 people, many children, dead. In addition to the ban on handgun imports set to begin today, Parliament is set to vote on a total ban of handguns when it resumes in September. That bill would make it illegal to buy, sell, or transfer handguns anywhere in the country. The country's public safety minister says the only purpose of handguns is to kill people and sees it as an important step for safety. While some conservative leaders say it disrespects an important part of Canadian culture, won't stop the flow of illegal handguns and will hurt retailers and small businesses. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall at the opening bell. Dow futures are down about 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
HSHS St. Mary's Cancer Care Center, where our patients say it best.
A few months ago, a terrified 38-year-old with three young kids walked in your doors. From the very first moment, I was welcomed with open arms. They not only save your life, but they minister a love to you in the process.
HSHS St. Mary's Cancer Care Center. We're here with you.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy with a low around 65. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 70 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Angela joins us from the YMCA. How many years can you add to your life just by removing salt from your diet? We'll get into it and why music helps relieve pain next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're going to talk sodium. I don't know why America is so addicted to it, but it is like one of the things that we noticed in all of the WSOY MCA challenges. You know, when you would download the MyFitnessPal app and people would start inserting their meals and you'd go like, oh my God. I mean, if there was a graph, you might be doing okay on, you know, fat, or you might be doing okay on, and then the sodium was like, right? What is up with that?
It just comes in everything. It's preserved.
But it's not, that's an easy, yes, that's part of it. But I have also watched people that just take everything on the homemade meals and then pour half a shaker of salt on it. I mean, it's not just, it's built into the preservatives. People, have you not seen the salters?
Yeah.
On food that's already salty?
Right. I was talking about the already salty part of the food.
But I'm talking about
full abundance.
It is. But you have a choice to not consume that. I'm talking about people at home or in restaurants just taking the salt shaker. You see it all the time. It's the equivalent of like having the big gulp of soda. No one needs that much of anything.
I used to be that way.
Did you really?
Yeah. When I was in high school, here's. Remember when you used to get the square pieces of pizza for your lunch?
At school, yeah.
The big square pieces.
It was a big deal for us to have milkshakes and pizza.
So I would salt my pizza. I would eat the top off of the pizza. This is it? Yeah. Then I would salt the crust, and I would eat that.
Wow.
I
just get a pretzel next time.
Everything. And then when I was like 18, New Year's resolution was do not add salt. And I haven't done it since.
That's crazy that you at 18 were having those kind of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad where people were like, pepperoni pizza, you're salting pepperoni pizza. That's ridiculous.
I don't know that I've ever put salt on pizza.
Yes. I mean, it's crazy. So, yeah, I was guilty of that back in the day.
All right. So if you switch out salt for another seasoning, a healthier seasoning, your risk of premature death automatically drops 10%. I mean, automatically, from cardiovascular disease and other things. Reduce heart attacks and strokes by 11%. And you talk about clotting and cutting off blood supply to major, I mean, all the way down. It is like the one thing you can do like immediately, right? I mean, it takes you a while to get in shape. It takes you a while to lose weight. It takes you a while to do whatever. But just by just taking sodium out as much as you can of your diet, you are automatically Vegas odds healthier human being. More so than any other thing there is out there. And we consume it more than any other thing out there on a whole. You saw these people turning in their stuff. I mean, how bad was, I mean, not without naming names, but I mean, you get this, right?
Yes. So 2,300 milligrams is considered normal.
Well, 2,300 is considered the top of what you should consume.
So
milligram a day.
That's your cutoff. We were having people in the 8,000s, 6,000s.
That's three or four times as
and
much.
And a lot of it is from fast food, eating prepackaged stuff.
Sure.
Instead of making, you know, homemade, using fresh produce, it was,
I have seen in my own family people who use fresh produce and make homemade and then just go chunk with the salt shaker.
So, yeah.
Which sort of takes away the whole thing you just did.
Mm-hmm. We use the new salt. That is not salt. It's a salt substitute that
has
no sodium. I don't know. It's NU salt, and we buy the low sodium.
Like the
stuff.
Letter N, letter U?
Yep, new salt. And
okay.
And I don't even really put salt on anything. I don't add salt to anything that I eat. Nothing.
I can buy that on Amazon for $4.70.
Yep. It's salt substitute.
It's salt substitute.
Yeah.
I guess I would suggest, and maybe it's just me, but once you remove it from your diet, you don't miss it. I mean, it's not, I don't feel like I have to have a substitute. You just sort of lose the taste for it.
Yeah, that's for people that are hung up on the taste. If it's in a recipe, we'll put a pinch in there, but I don't add even anything.
I don't even know if we have salt in our house.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I don't do much of the cooking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we do sea salt or something. Maybe I don't know. But I know we don't have a salt shaker.
Hmm.
What are you looking? You're kind of looking down.
It's probably
the Terminator just went.
No, it's just.
Who do you think you are?
No, it's. We have salt and pepper on our table, but honestly,
how often do you fill the salt shaker with salt?
Not very often. No, I would say in the summer
some pepper.
when you have sweet corn, where there's a good deal of salt and pepper going on.
I have become the blandest eater on earth, and I'm okay with that.
That's all right.
And I don't know why it wasn't a conscious decision to I just don't need a lot of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Give me a chicken breast. Give me broccoli. Give me rice. Give me yogurt and fresh fruit, you know, and I could eat the same thing every day.
I know. I don't know how you do. That is the truth. I never even had to check your logs very much because I knew what was going. I knew what breakfast was going to be. I knew what lunch was going to be.
I knew what dinner was going to be.
And I was like, every single day.
Drives Lindsay crazy.
Every single day.
But it is the truth.
For months.
I don't need variety. I don't. I just give me the same, you know, I can count on it. I know what it's like. I taste it. I do about 700 milligrams of sodium a day.
Yeah.
Now, is there a downside to a lower number?
Not that I've ever read, but I'm sure.
Because sometimes too far either direction, right?
I think it helps with water retention.
Yeah.
And granted, that is part of the weight. And if you have a lot of salt, you're retaining a lot more. But I do think you need some for that purpose.
Okay.
But I'm not a doctor.
Nick just threw that out there with certainty and then went, caveat. So get rid of it. I'm just telling you, these are things I'm not preaching. I'm not judging. I'm just saying you can feel better about yourself. You can feel healthier, more energy, tackle work, family, you know, weekends by doing some of these things.
Yeah, and all the other herbs that you can use.
And then another study that I was reading over the week that I wanted to bring up to you is like moving our bodies in any shape or form each day will literally uplift your mood, increase your mobility and your mental well-being. I mean, it is an absolute scientific fact. And once again, not preachy, not judgy. I want you to feel better about you and to be more energetic and to have more, you know, life to live with your family. And recently, this was a study out of the UK, but reducing stress levels and releasing cortisol, which is your stress agent, then you talk about endorphins and dopamine and serotonin and all of this scientific stuff that gets released by you just doing something. That might be swimming. You love to do that.
I do.
But they now believe that even the smallest of movements can make you feel happier and healthier, but it's all connected with you moving your body.
Absolutely. I'm sure all of us are get into a rut sometimes, and there are times where maybe for no reason that just my schedule doesn't allow it, but I'll just not be as active. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly during the weekend, let's say.
Yep.
And I know that Monday when I'm going to work, when I have not been active over the weekend, I feel lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bloated and just overall kind of gross.
Yeah, Nick was just saying the other day, man, Angela looked really bloated when she was in here last Friday. Come on.
I don't mean, but it's
more of a feeling than a physical look.
Yes. It's just, you just don't feel as energetic, and you can see where people get into that rut really quickly because it doesn't take long. 3 days, you haven't done anything, and it makes you not want to do anything because you feel like
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you just get talking, and then you convince yourself of all these things. Now, one thing I hate about my job, and there's not a lot of things I hate about my job, but the one thing I do is that the sitting part, yes, but I got to be, my day starts at 5 a.m., so it's hard for me to do anything early morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd love to be able to start off my early morning with a walk or a hike.
You don't want to get up at 2 and get your walk in?
No, I really don't because my day isn't over. If my day was over at 9:01, yeah, I would do that.
You're better off not going to bed.
Yeah. But Lindsay likes to do that, those early morning walks. She puts the headphones on, she goes out and she hikes, and that is a great way to feel more energized. And a brisk walk is fine. You know, a lot of people don't like running. I right now my endurance and cardio is not great. I need to get back running because that's the quickest way I can get to the endurance I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. A brisk walk will do just as much for you health-wise, mental health-wise.
Absolutely.
Now, they also say that swimming, and I want to get your take on this because you are a swimmer, that if you're feeling stressed, that swimming can be the best thing for you because it's a calm, focused activity, which is like for your mind and body, you get in a different space.
Absolutely.
I don't do this, Nick. I want to do this.
Swimming is different for everybody. I mean, swimming for me is different than maybe swimming for you or some of my clients. And you will see people get in the pool and maybe they're just hanging out, treading water, or you got the running belts that you can get into the deep end and you can run in the water. It's just so cathartic and it is calming and it's good on your joints and your muscles. You know, you're not going to have that. You know, I run too, and my joints, they talk to me after I run.
Yeah.
And they don't talk to me after I swim.
Yeah.
So it's relaxing.
But
work the whole body, the mind.
But there's even studies that suggest that sitting at your desk using swimming motions does the same thing for your mind as far as like concentrating on the movement and the flow. But swimming is a whole different, I mean, it is a space in your head that you get into that's different than anything else.
It's that feel of the water on. It's just, yeah. And
the smell of the chlorine.
I love that smell. I will walk into a hotel and I will smell chlorine and I'm like, yes. Most people don't think that way.
Here's what I
think.
It's
like my drug.
No, I get it. I have the exact opposite thought. I think if we have to have something that powerful to kill the germs that are in this thing I'm about to enter, what does that say about us as people?
I don't know. Chlorine brings back good memories.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did when I was, you know, growing up. I swam competitively and that smell and the sound of the water and the waves and I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, a lot of we have really good memories of the pool at our house. You know, when teaching little man to swim, and you know, spending time at the bottom of the deep end. You know, just being goofy or whatever.
Yeah.
So I like the outdoor pool chlorine smell.
Yeah. Well,
but then one thing they don't tell you about a pool is that all of nature likes your outdoor pool.
It does.
Oh, what do we got to drag out of there this morning?
Yep. I just saw a video where a mama bear and two cubs went into a pool. Obviously not here, but yeah. I was like, aw.
No,
you're standing out there videoing.
You get all kinds of nature likes to take a dip.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So what's going on in your world? I know you've been spending some time on the deck.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Do you like doing that?
I do, because then I can read, which is I love to read. And the weekends are my reading time for the most part.
Yeah, I meant like on the deck of the pool.
Oh,
at the
that
water.
Deck. Yeah. No, that, yeah. Well, I do because
keeps you,
I love
keeps you.
It. Yep, and I like the members, and then I kind of know what's going on and, what we can.
Do your lifeguards do? I mean, do they jump in and save people a lot?
No, fortunately, we don't have to do that very much.
So. I'm just curious how often that actually happens.
Most of our emergencies will be like first aid, slips and falls.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago, before I got into this gig, I had the two public pools under my purview with the Park District.
Yeah.
It's the reason I'm not with the Park District. It was god-awful. But the training of the lifeguards and the whole thing, it was interesting. We had this group, I think it was called Ellis, they're mm-hmm. national.
Yep.
And they would, come in and train your lifeguards. And you're dealing with high school and college students, for the most part. So you got that built-in kind of thing of they're young. And they would train, but then they would also come in disguise, periodically to a pool just dressed as a swimmer and then they would sit there and monitor, how everything was working. And so you were constantly under this like secret shopper kind of thing where you didn't know when eyes were on you, which I thought was great.
It is great.
They do that with you guys?
No, we're Red Cross.
Are
so
you
they
Red
don't
Cross?
Do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But it is pretty intense, the amount of training and everything that goes in there. But in the public pools, you're going in every 10 minutes.
The public pools are a little bit different than the Y.
Because a kid decides to go off the diving board knowing they can't swim.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that when I was guarding. Yes. Yes.
I can't even imagine what it's like at the new water park.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's so big, right?
Hyper-vigilant.
Yeah.
I mean, you just really have to be.
Because the old Nelson pool was an Olympic pool, where you just had,
square.
3 feet,
yeah.
For 50 meters. And then you had a very small deep end where the diving well was. And then the old Fairview pool had the zero grade, walk-in beach pool. And then the deep end was over here. I can't imagine what it's like for Overlook, Adventure Park and Splash Cove. It's so multifaceted.
The water theme parks have tons
of lifeguards.
Have you seen those public pools in China that are so packed that the floaties are on top of the floaties? It's like sardines. I couldn't imagine being a lifeguard there. I'll find a picture.
You couldn't see anything underneath it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if somebody goes under you, how would you know?
Yeah.
The red one's gone.
At Splash Cove, the little rat, the whatever you call those things, the floaties, that's a smaller portion in the back, but it's not mixed in with all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But they have, they have lifeguards in chairs. They have lifeguards, standing at the side of the pool. I mean, it feels like a very safe operation, but that's a lot to coordinate.
It is. And they have a lot of guards that they're required to have daily, and that, and that's stressful for the management, and, you don't want to have any incidents, but when you're dealing with that many people, it's bound to happen. But like we always say, dry lifeguard's the best lifeguard.
Dry lifeguard's the best. I love that.
I just sent you that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Can you even believe that? How would you watch that?
I see this stuff and I go, maybe they should be concerned about overpopulation.
Yeah. And
there has to be
a max capacity that they should be.
They're 100 times over it.
There is. It's however many can fit in the pool. At that point, there's too many.
You could walk across this and not get wet.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we don't allow your personal floaties. We don't allow those in our pool.
No, this is like a clearly like a lazy river type.
Just
sort
on
of
top
thing.
Of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the rings.
Yeah.
You're dangling, not floating.
Right.
Jeez.
You're stuck.
Oh,
but you're bottom out of the water.
Yeah, you're not even wet.
So when I was all those many years ago in the early 1990s, we had a huge gang problem in Decatur. Not at all like it is today, and I don't mean that lightly. There are still people that they just arrested that guy yesterday, thanks to the Decatur Police Department of that most recent shooting. But there was a hierarchy. There was a, it was a thing. And most of them went to prison and things calmed down. And but it was the gangster disciples and the vice lords were the name of those gangs. And they would show up at Nelson Pool every day. Every day. I remember standing at the front and a guy came up and he pulled out a wad of $100 bills, like, you know, one of those circle, you know, like you see in the movies, like to pay to get into a public pool. And he had this chain, the necklace that it had to weigh 4 pounds. I mean, you know, I'd never seen anything, I don't think, like that outside of Liberace in person. And so I'm standing there and I remember, you know, like going, like, man, you about to stay out of the deep end. Not sure you can get back to the surface with that thing on. And they would stand on one, or they, you know, it's like waist deep or chest deep because it was a, you know, a swimming, like a sprint swimming, like for, yeah, and then the other would stand over on the other side, and you just sat there all day waiting for the pin to drop.
Oh, man.
One wrong stare.
Nice family atmosphere.
One wrong word, yikes. One wrong glance, right?
Man.
It was intense. And you always... And I have to tell you, I mean, it was a different time. I know we've got stuff, I mean, but it was like organized. It was like having mob families, you know, there. And you always sort of felt okay on the deck because people are in swim trunks. You might have a towel, but you're not, you know, you never knew about the locker room, and you sure as hell didn't know what happened when they all got back to the parking lot and the car. I say this for all these people that talk about how horrible times are today. You know, or, oh, they had an incident at Splash Cove. Literally standing out there, you know, 6 days a week waiting for gang warfare to start, you know, in the middle of a public pool. Early 90s, mid-90s. And if you remember back in that time, there was, I mean, it got to a fevered pitch. And the difference was they didn't hand guns to, like, 14-year-olds. There was, I mean, more, it was, like, hardcore serious stuff all around drug dealing and making money and not stepping. But man, so my love of public pools,
it's a little bit different.
Is none.
Yeah.
Because it was too many calls to come flying out to find. So we had this idea. We went to Millikan University and we hired all of their football players. Millikan wanted to keep them here in the summer. And we hired all of them to be security. Didn't really call. I think maybe we would put security in the back of a t-shirt, but they were more like keeping things low key and not letting it get to a point where they're big guys and most of them from St. Louis or Chicago. And so they knew their way around. One of them is Cordell Ingram, who's now the principal at MacArthur High School.
Awesome.
He walked around in flip flops and a security t-shirt every summer at Millikan. And was great. And those guys were all fantastic and alleviated a lot of the pressure just having somebody keeping an eye on things. Stuff starts to get a little tense. So I'll connect this whole story for you here. This didn't come out of the blue. I go to Chicago to a Parks and Rec show, and I see these state-of-the-art basketball hoops, like, you know, not the floaty type, but, I mean, real legit, you know, specs, you know, glass backboard,
sure,
fiber, whatever it was, you know, and a real rim, and they'd set up or whatever. And I thought, okay, this will keep people occupied, right? Mm-hmm. If you're just standing in a pool because you don't know how to swim, but it's only up to your chest and there's nowhere to go, it's not going to take long for the pin to drop.
Idle hands.
Yes, right? And I came back. And I won't go through the whole conversation I had with Bill Clevenger, but it was like, oh, no, 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 no. That was kind of the thing. But eventually they relented. We put them in. Great. No more problems.
Basketball.
Yeah. Now, their occasional would be a fisticuff or something over a hard foul or, you know, whatever. But that's just basketball. But that was the public pool life back then. It's way better today.
Yeah, slushies and weird-smelling bathrooms and the sounds.
You get to throw the weird-smelling bathroom in?
Yeah. Okay. It's part of it.
I don't know.
And you had to pass through it to get out.
Yeah. Well, you had to go through the locker room. And then usually
that's what
the restroom was off to the
side. Not the restroom, the locker room is what I meant.
And I think, what did they say they're doing? 800,000 people a day at Splash Cove?
Yeah. That's well, they capped it. They were doing 1,000. It's like 750 a day.
Well, but I think
simultaneous.
Yeah, I think the cap is $7.50, but you know, people don't stay all day. Right. So I think they do more than $7.50. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Fairview Pool at the end was doing like 150 people a day. And there was a time back when it first opened, there were 800 or 900 people there every day, right? But everything changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more private pools now, too. So.
Oh, sure there are. There's more clubs. There's more people have more pools in their yard, right? Yep. You know, so I love Splash Cove. I think it's great. But for everybody, it slays me that we always like, end times, look how people are behaving. It's like, no, go back to the 90s. You'll see bad behavior. There was bad behavior. And I can't even imagine what it would have been like if they had social media, you know, on their phone standing in the pool, getting a slight from someone else, right?
Yeah. That would pop off.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Girl Scouts of Central Illinois will present the 15th Diamonds and Desserts on Thursday, September 8th at the Country Club of Decatur from 6 to 8 p.m. Among the sponsors of this event is Newhoff Media. Tickets are $75 per person or $700 per table. As families and friends plan their end-of-summer celebrations for Labor Day weekend, the Decatur Police Department is partnering with the Illinois State Police and law enforcement across the state to stop impaired driving and help save lives. Find the full story at nowdecatur.com. The Decatur Area Arts Council will begin homeschool art classes for the fall on September 19th. Registration is required. Those who register will be able to attend classes every Monday from September 19th to November 8th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Registration is $80 per student. For more content, visit nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. A federal judge is considering unsealing at least parts of the affidavit that led to the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida estate.
Now the Justice Department has about a week to suggest any redactions, but the judge will have the final say. Judge Reinhart also ordered some of the documents related to the search warrant to be unsealed, including the application for the warrant.
Fox's Matt Finn. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing legislation to prevent doctors from providing medications, hormones, and surgeries to anyone under the age of 18 who identifies as transgender.
This practice should never happen. It's so disgusting and appalling, and it's an embarrassment to our country.
The Georgia Republican on Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight. America is listening to Fox News.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal, to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, a chance of overnight showers, cloudy with a low of 65. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, high of 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm digging the music today. Thank you. I just wanted to say
thank you.
Whether you get the credit or Lindsay gets the credit.
I don't deserve it. It's Feeling Good Playlist by Spotify.
Oh, there you go. Hey, everyone. I have incredible news when it comes to internet. If you want it all, just like I do, there's a new way to save with Xfinity. Now get Xfinity internet with unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free Flex 4K streaming box with your favorite entertainment. all for just $55 a month for 12 months with no annual contract required. Switch to Xfinity. Switching to Xfinity has never been easier. It's risk-free, and you get all your Wi-Fi power your family needs for a house full of connected devices. And with everything you've got going on at home, you deserve internet that can keep up. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New fast internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After 12 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices. Remember, go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today to learn more. Our store is right up the road in Forsyth. Happy and full of great information. They will take care of all your needs. Great people up there. Great service. All right. Angela is back with us from the Y. We're ready to go. I've got some ideas about the winter.
The winter?
Yeah, but when okay. We all have to go back inside. Okay. And
I don't even want to think about it.
No, I don't either. But my mind is percolating on something that I want to do with the Y, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Because I hit that wall, you know, where you can't get out in nature, you can't get out to the trails. Although you can, I think I just need to buy better, like, snowsuit or something.
There you go.
Why do we do that in the winter?
Hibernate?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we? I mean, I can use
I like running in this. I like running when it's snowing, if it, you know.
When you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You're so abnormal. Most people don't even like running, let alone running in the snow.
It's just, I don't know, it's soothing.
I could see that.
It's kind of soothing.
I just can't imagine it.
No, I don't want to run in the snow when there's 20-mile-per-hour winds and the,
well,
you know,
out where you live, that's all the time.
That's all the time.
You get your exercise just shoveling out.
I have to go in town.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Nick, what about you? You're going to be a dad. You got to get back into shape.
I do, yeah.
So how can I help you?
I just need to do it. I don't need anybody to help me. I need to just do it.
Well,
it's on me.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the first time we did the WSOY MCA challenge, how much weight did you lose?
A lot.
A lot.
I mean, how much, though?
Really? I don't remember.
It was over 20 pounds, right?
I was probably double that.
Really? 40 pounds?
It was almost where you didn't recognize him. He lost that much.
So, you have the self-discipline to do the work.
I just got to schedule it in and make it happen.
But sometimes you can use other things to sort of spur that to happen, right?
Yep.
That's my idea, but more on that later.
Good idea.
Okay.
You got to get healthy for your kid.
That's exactly right.
Be able to get down
and
play.
It's on my to-do list.
You got to get rid of that new salt.
I don't use it. It's just in the house.
It's just there, in case.
All right, so we'll talk about that more. All right, so we're living in a time that is so fractured and so busy and so many things coming at you. You know, at all times, like our mind doesn't really get a lot of downtime, rest time. I remember meditation as a young kid when I got into Taekwondo, and you got this, you know, Korean influence of bringing this way of thinking over. And people were watching it on TV, you know, with the white guy playing the Asian guy. What was his name? David Carradine. And, you know, Bruce Lee movies at the drive-in. But people weren't really buying it. I mean, it was more like, oh, that's cool. Look at, you know, a guy can kick somebody in the head. They weren't taking the whole kind of philosophy, right? Yeah. But when we would do, you know, we go to Taekwondo classes, and I went 5 nights a week. That's how much I loved it. You could go whatever you wanted. And it you know, back, right by Brinkotter, you know, where you what's the Aloha restaurant that's right there?
Mm-hmm.
You drive back in there, and there's that building. Maybe it's the regional office of super or something now.
Yeah.
That was Rose Academy when I was a kid, 10 years old, 11 years old, something like that. And he was from South Korea. And there were a couple of other instructors that were from South Korea. I'm pretty sure there was some like mail-in bride stuff going on about, you know, citizenship and who knows. I was a kid, didn't care. And they were old school, like old school. There was one Master Kim, one of the understudies. I don't know exactly how all that hierarchy worked. You know those swords that they use that are made out of bamboo, things that are tied
kendo
together?
Kendo sticks.
Well, yeah, a kendo stick can also be solid, but the ones that have like the four pieces of bamboo, so it's hollow in the middle, so it kind of... I mean, he would carry one of those around, and in his version of correcting your form, so like if your arm wasn't in the straight position, you just got smacked with that stick.
Nice.
Wow.
not complaining, very instrumental in forming a lot of me. Now, I'm not suggesting you go out and hit kids. I'm just saying there was, you know, the discipline was something that was good for me because I have this really even today lame thing about authority that I have to fight it every day to not just be an anarchist.
That discipline is so when I was a kid, I took Taekwondo from Earl Taylor in Fairview Plaza.
I was a classmate of Earl Taylor.
Oh, nice. And when it was when I stopped doing it, my dad told me, man, you were so much nicer than when you took Taekwondo.
Yeah. And so going back, this would probably be like DCFS and like, you know, criminal charges. I mean, the world we live in today, and that's a whole other commentary. But they were very much so you would start the class, you know, with stretching and doing a lot of the yoga kind of stuff, mm-hmm. right, that we call yoga mm-hmm. and think of today. They had a lot of that. But there was always meditation time. And I don't, you know, I think even when you utter the word meditation, a lot of people just go, yeah.
Yep.
But it's a thing I miss. And I don't know why I don't take time to do it because my watch tells me all the time to do just that, to breathe, right? And how we feel when we do that. There was so much of that Eastern influence in you know, food that I learned about and culture that I learned about and discipline that I learned about that's wrapped in and around the martial arts, which was very new, not new to the world, new to the U.S. Chuck Norris, right? That kind of thing. Did you ever do any
of
those?
No, I was just going to say that is not something that I was ever introduced to or thought that would be something I would
like. So what was Earl Taylor's place like? Because he was a contemporary. Earl probably was in his early 20s when I was, you know, 13. So we were in the same classes together, fought on some of the same teams together. But what was he like as an instructor?
Really good. Connected one-on-one, but also connected with the whole group. You know, a lot of stretching, It had the machine that you'd put your legs in and they'd crank it open.
Yeah, that's not.
Wow,
man, I could do splits.
And where was this?
Huh. Fairview Plaza, right next door to Video Review.
Okay, I can see that sort of in my head.
Yep, and yeah, it was very inspiring. Broke some boards, all kinds of fun stuff. It was cool.
Here's the thing about breaking boards.
I know it's got the.
It's easy. There's nothing hard.
But in your head, before you know the secret, you feel like you did something, and they make you feel like you did something. And then they make it more difficult so you actually do something. But you're right. It's not about the actual going through the wood. It's the thing in your head that says, I can do that.
All right. Here's the thing. I'll give you a couple of cheat sheet things if you're ever watching any of this on TV. A certain stack of boards becomes difficult. Meaning if there's three or four of those put together without anything separating them, right? Just so it's one
compact,
it's
solid.
That gets harder. The one board, they could probably break it with their hands
and
before you ever touched
it
with your mm-hmm. your.
I went to my nephew's testing. He's now a black belt. Congratulations. And first degree. And I watched for the little ones, a board snap before the kick because of the pressure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So Earl Taylor, and there was Gerald and Michael Wynn. There were a few people around. Like Gerald Wynn, I think, was like considered maybe Olympic material, you know, when they were introducing him. He was that good. So I had all these great guys. And then we had this other guy, John. Oh, God, I'm going to draw a blank. I hate this. If you were in around time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And he was the guy that was just scary. They were flashy. They could kick basketball nets and stuff. Yeah. You know, this guy would kill you.
Wow.
He'd teach a class in self-defense, and he would say, you know, if ever attacked, you grab the man by the testicles. They have the consistency of a grape, and you just squash.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
There was nothing flashy about him. He had the beard and the eyes, and you just know, like, that's the guy you don't want to run into in an alley.
Functional.
So I got to learn all these different kind of philosophies from all these grown-ups. And when I was like 14, we would travel, you know, as a team to these tournaments and to fight. So I was fighting with adults. I was the youngest kid on the team, and they were all, you know, in their 20s. John was probably in his 30s. And it was a strange world to kind of be in when you're like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, that is what is interesting when you see, you know, adults and like a 7-year-old with the same belt.
Yeah.
It's just a
lot of that's money. Okay. I mean, seriously.
And I don't know anything about it.
Is
the testing all physical or is there written tests?
There's both. Okay. When I tested for my black belt, that was an actual legit, test. A lot of it though is, you start as a white belt and then depending on the discipline, there's yellow and green and red and blue and brown. And then black, I think was the order in Taekwondo. And every time you did that, it was, $35 and you get a little piece of tape on your belt. Mm-hmm. Now you're first degree brown belt, I kind of felt like there was a certain amount of commerce that was built into that, which is fine. They got to make a living. Right. But the black belt test was legit because I tested with two adults and myself at the same time. And you had to fight two people. You had to spar with two people, which is way more difficult than what most people. But I was smaller and quicker, so you got to use what you have. I think I had to do three concrete blocks. But once again, when they put those pencils in between those, you break the first one, it breaks the other two.
Right.
Because of just physics. But slamming your hand into concrete at full speed takes some mental discipline.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a different level than the board thing. I think I had to do five boards at one time, like five together, stacked together. And then there was a grilling sort of, we had to stand up and they bring these masters in from like Peoria and Chicago and they would grill you and they'd try to it was like a more of an oral exam standing in front of them. And you got everybody around watching, right? I mean, it's not in private and they try to shake your tree a little bit.
And you have to know the repetition. I don't remember what the word for it is, but you have these series of steps that you have to
forms.
Forms. You have to know all the forms up through, and they may pull out
every belt and every belt level had a form.
Some kind of choreography.
Yes. So it would be you'd do it individually, but it would be a series of movements, kicks or punches or movements that would be. So if you had a first degree green belt, there was a specific form for that, and then so every time you moved on, you would learn a new form. So it was fun. I mean, I miss it. There was a lot of discipline. Where I learned discipline was through that, like internal self-discipline,
Well, and there's all different kinds, and I don't know the difference, like karate, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo.
It's where they're from.
Taekwondo
is Korean.
Yeah.
Karate is Japanese. Kung fu is Chinese, and there's variations of all of that, but it's mainly more country they come from.
But it's similar then.
Similar in that there's not like Aikido and Judo are more like weight distribution and more throwing moves or whatever. Taekwondo probably has more kicks and it's probably the funnest to watch if you watch the Olympics.
It's the showiest.
Yeah. So grounded in similar Eastern philosophy, right? I mean, I'm 14 years old. I'm reading, The Art of the Tao. Bruce Lee's right. And I could never, I liked the Chuck Norris movies before Chuck Norris became Chuck Norris.
He's awesome.
Yeah, but he became a cartoon. I mean, when I was a kid, a new Chuck Norris movie would come out or Bruce Lee would be at the drive-in. You always got to see the stuff at the drive-in. Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah.
When he was young.
Yeah.
Right? But I didn't like the kung fu movies where they put in the English.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
No, it's fascinating watching them in the movies, the choreography that they go through to do all that. It's pretty impressive.
So flexibility, yoga-like, meditation, all of those things that are now kind of Mount Zion mom stuff, really all kind of were brought to this country by Eastern philosophy. And if you think about diet and meditation in your mind, all the stuff the watch is telling you to do to breathe, we have all of those folks to thank for that because that was not part of America.
Yeah.
Except David Carradine.
Don the Dragon Wilson.
As Kwai Cheng King.
Yeah.
Wandering the earth. Settling squabbles. As a Shaolin monk. Oh, I remember just being glued to the TV set for that. Kung Fu.
I found all the Shaolin, cliche action movies. I got into a lot of those.
The Shaw Brothers. There's great documentary about that whole world and how it started. It was a big thing. So is there what kind of instruction? You guys don't do any of that, do they? Because some Ys have those kind of things.
We had karate, and then when COVID hit, we haven't brought it back.
Okay.
It's one of those things where, We want to offer it, but there's so many places here that are already doing it that...
Okay, I know there's... Is it Smith, I think, has been around for a long time? Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know what Bullock's Taekwondo Academy... I'm so out of this world.
Sharps is out at the mall.
Mall, yeah.
Is that, okay, I remember... Okay, so that... There's like Aitens, A-T-E-N-S, Aiki Jiu-Jitsu.
I feel like there are a lot in town.
Okay. Man, Nick, we should like dig into that. You got to get it off your website because you pull up like number 6 on the Google search here.
Oh, okay.
YMCA.
Do you guys do boxing class?
No, but that's Austin growing. And I have talked about it.
A boxing class?
Mm-hmm. That's growing, with especially you talk about the soccer
I've
moms.
I've got gloves and I enjoy it. When he puts me through a boxing workout.
What is that? You just like shadow boxing or are you actually using like a heavy bag?
So we have the heavy bag. Okay. And then he's been teaching me like defensive moves and then he'll be the defensive guy and I'll do the punches. And
mm-hmm. So you get a hit, Austin? That sounds great.
Well,
can we sign up?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's fun and it is a great workout and it does not take long. Man. I take 12 minutes and I'm gassed.
You guys have a speed bag too, right?
Yeah.
Up on the track. Run, speed bag.
I'll bet you when I was 14, 15 years old, I bet I had 5% body fat.
Oh, boxing can.
Taekwondo is even more because you use your legs more than you do. There was nothing. I had a good friend, Danny Longcore, who was from Vietnam. His stepdad served in Vietnam, brought a bride home and her kids, and they lived a couple streets over. He was older than I was, but everybody was in my world at that time in this thing. But we would go to class, do an hour-long class, and then spar for an hour and a half after that class, like 2.5 hours a night.
Jeez. I'll have to work up to that.
No, I just look back and go, maybe I used all of my energy in those 2 years.
Intense.
And I remember the floor used to get so slippery in the winter because, like, the mirrors would sort of fog up and everything would get, like, and they had, like, one of those athletic floors that's kind of like the rubber sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it would get, like, slippery.
Yeah, the condensation.
Yeah. God, those are great memories. I haven't thought about that. I don't spend any time in the past. I don't know if you can tell. I just unplugged, like, I haven't thought about this stuff in 25 years.
No, I like boxing. I think it's... relieves a lot of stress.
It would be good. I think we should start. Maybe that's part of my plan.
And we've talked about trying to get a small class and maybe, I mean, Austin and I have talked about, you know, buying some heavy bags. And you know where our TRX, where we used to have it in the gym.
In the small gym. Yeah.
Well, we can have about 8 heavy bags there and do a class and maybe do, you know, have 16 people and you've got 8 on and then 8 he's got doing something else. I think it would be fun.
All right, listen, if nothing else, teach people how to punch because it's ridiculous that people don't know how to throw a punch.
Yeah.
They don't know how to hold their hands.
Well, and you can hurt yourself. No, and yeah, we would spend a good 5 or 10 minutes where I would just go through punches, just punching in the air, but with correct form.
Yeah.
Making sure I'm getting the hip out.
And, serpentine.
Yeah, it's just, it was fun. And like I said, it was a lot of stress relief.
It is. It's great.
And that is, I guess, I think.
Oh,
in my,
you know what we should do is like our own version of like celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah.
Angela takes on. Yes. Yeah, I like it. All right. One last break. Nick standing by with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy with a low around 65. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 73 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:52.
At Scott State Bank, we want to be your community bank. Hello, this is Luke Williams, Vice President and the Mountain Zion Location Manager. I invite you to check out all the benefits that a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. We offer the same services as a big bank, but still understand the importance of giving personal attention to our customers that makes us second to none. Community banks build better communities and brighter futures. Scott State Bank has been investing in our community since 1887. We are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The one time it's okay to eat dessert first. It's the Girl Scouts Diamonds and Desserts event, honoring Kevin Brahaney as the 2022 Diamond Award honoree. Thursday, September 8th at the Country Club of Decatur. Enjoy food stations, entertainment, and amazing desserts by local chefs inspired by Girl Scout cookies. Plus, chances to win prizes with the Flora Gems Sweet Surprises Wall. Tickets are just $75 each and available at getyourgirlpower.org. Proceeds benefit the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by T-Euro Health.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here with the future star of Celebrity Deathmatch, Decatur version, Angela, in from the YMCA. I was just, Nick, as I was going down memory lane here, which isn't something I normally do. I mean, not purposely, just it's just I don't live in the past. I'm always kind of moving forward. I even think about the lack of equipment or what the equipment that we had at that time and what would be allowed today, right? You're punching and kicking people. And in AAU, which was the sanctioning body, so it wasn't like some fly-by-night thing, trained really hard because they had the National AAU Championship in Springfield, Illinois at the what used to be called the Prairie Capital Convention Center, whatever it is now.
Bank of Springfield.
Bank of Springfield, yes. Yeah. And so from all over the United States, you know, you had weight and age divisions. And so I trained really hard for this event. And I was telling Angela, you know, it's, you know, you have to actually, when you're fighting, work to calm yourself down because your adrenaline spikes. And then the first time you get hit, I mean, all of that just, it's not a normal thing.
No.
I mean, you know, it's not anything.
I do not want to get hit.
Psychologically that you just sort of, but once you do, you feel wildly kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But anyway, So first match, you know, vying for a national championship, some kid who was heavier than me, but that wasn't unusual because the weight categories might be 20 pounds, right? Kicks me right in the groin. I mean, we're in the ring 4 seconds.
My goodness. That's not legal, is it?
No. But the pain doesn't care one way or the other.
The adrenaline's not helping there.
And so they separate you. They gave him a penalty point. Uh-huh. So, you know, there's that. But you're still, you know, feeling like you're going to, like, projectile vomit. And you got to go right back at it. So you learn some life lessons, which is a really good thing. I mean, that life lesson is one I will never forget.
Protect the groin at all costs.
And so we would wear, it's not a gi, gi's Japanese. I can't remember what the name, the terminology for the uniform. We would generally wear a protective cup on the outside of the pants because you could take it off because they're uncomfortable in between fights or whatever. And then we had these vests. That, I mean, they had to be an eighth of an inch thick.
Yeah, the little fake flak jacket things.
They got the little dots on them. Yeah. You know, now if you watch the Olympics, they're electronic. So if there's contact made.
Oh, that's how the points are counted. So
it's not an eyeball thing, which actually makes a lot of sense because judging can be very, you know, whatever. But you learn a lot when you run out there and get kicked in the cojones like 3 seconds into a fight.
Well, it's all uphill from here.
Yeah.
let's hope.
I won.
Oh, good.
All right.
And I won the gold medal.
Didn't have to kick him in the groin.
You know, national championship.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Very proud of you.
But that was a lesson of beyond sports or beyond martial arts was that if you have discipline and you train really hard and you put the work in, you know, the result can be there. And those kind of life lessons, I hope, you know, we're still doing that through all these things.
You would hope that they're getting something out of it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and standing before those adults, you know, as a kid and answering and speaking and, you know, learned a lot about indomitable spirit. And if you break the South Korean flag up, those rectangles and things mean, you know, things. So it's a great preparation. If you have your kids out there and you want to get them into something, it's not team sports, you know, it's individual. But, man, there's lifelong lessons in it. So no one's kicking you in the crotch in the pool.
No, thanks.
At least not
steer
purposely.
Clear of that.
I don't know that it would
I don't
hurt.
Want any sport for that.
They do that some in triathlons, if you've ever seen the beginning of one of those.
Oh.
Say goodbye, Angela.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today or any of the shows this week, you can check out the podcast at NowDecatur.com, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the beautiful day today. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Monday morning. Even you, Shelley.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Explore the night sky during the 38th Annual Astronomy Jamboree. This free event will be held at Friends Creek Conservation Area tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. Enjoy old-time bluegrass music by the Red Wheelbarrows from 8 to 8:45. Then view the stars and visible planets through telescopes. You should be able to see Jupiter and Saturn and closely examine the surface of our moon. The State Treasurer's live unclaimed property auction is tomorrow at the Illinois State Fair. Many of the items come from long-forgotten safe deposit boxes and include Beatles memorabilia, a 100-ounce Engelhard silver ingot, jewelry, a silver Fabergé picture frame, and more. The live auction begins tomorrow morning at 11. Anyone interested can preview the items starting at 9 a.m. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.